What we need to stand up and say is not only did they attack the USS Liberty, they did 9/11. They did it. I have had long conversations over the past 2 weeks with contacts at the Army War College, at the Headquarters Marine Corps, and I've made it absolutely clear in both cases that it is 100% certain that 9/11 was a Mossad operation, period. First, the disbelief, and what I show them immediately afterwards is an interview with a demolitions expert named Danny Joenko, and it shows the third building at the World Trade Center going down. And they look at that, and I said, now, you understand that if one of the buildings was wired for demolition, all of them were wired for demolition. And that's it. That's the tipping point. Getting into arguments about who was flying what and where they were and whether there was nanothermite, those things are true, but they're incidental. The thing that's necessary is to tell people three buildings went down, the third was not hit by a plane, it was wired for controlled demolition, therefore all of them were wired for controlled demolition, and at that point the reaction is rage. First disbelief and then rage. 9/11 has led directly to 60,000 Americans dead and wounded. God knows how many hundreds of thousands of people in other countries that we've killed or wounded or made homeless. This is an open wound. And what Americans need to understand is they did it. They did it. And if they do understand that, Israel's going to disappear. Israel will flat-ass disappear from this earth. I sent a film to one of my colleagues, and it basically had Americans grieving over their dead, coming back. And I showed one of them, it was a woman, just wrenched by grief, you know, over her dead soldier. And I said, you know, if Americans ever know that Israel did this, they're going to scrub them off the earth, and they're not going to give a rat's ass what the cost is. They are not going to care. The first thing, Mark, is astonishment. They didn't know. They truly didn't know. And these are not unintelligent people. They really didn't know. And the next statement is rage. Real rage. The Zionists are playing this as truly an all-or-nothing exercise. Because if they lose this one, if the American people ever realize what happened, they're done. The military has not been bought. The military is loyal, but it has not been bought. And if it ever understands this, really, really deeply understands this, and this is what I got when I put some of these things to the Army War College and the Headquarters Marine Corps, I mentioned to a contact at Headquarters Marine Corps, I said, you know they did 9/11. And it was, you don't mean it. I said, absolutely. And if they ever understand that, these people are history.
Completely shocked. Unbelievable.
Right, that's the view from the Palestinian side. Joining me now here in the BBC World Studio is the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who's in London at the moment. Mr. Barak, welcome to BBC World. First, your reaction, having heard what's happened. At least four planes have been hijacked, and there may be more.
The world will not be the same from today on. I don't know who is responsible. I believe we will know in 12 hours. Bin Laden sits in Afghanistan. There is a source of terror.
But who else can you identify though? Yeah. Because we're not saying he's responsible for this necessarily.
No, we don't say that he's responsible. Every simple step, crossing borders or going on a plane or on a ship, will become more complicated. It's a time to launch a operational, concrete war against terror, even if it takes certain pains from the routine activities of our normal society. This is the time to deploy a globally concerted effort led by the United States, the UK, Europe, and Russia against all sources of terror consistently along 6 or 10 years. Iran, Iraq, Libya.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got a come in, you got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no. He says, we've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Israel confirmed today that it launched an airstrike on Syria last month. The attack has been the subject of much speculation in the Middle East. But in Israel, the military censors stopped reporters from going public with the story.
Starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
This is the time to deploy a globally concerted effort led by the United States, the UK, Europe, and Russia against all sources of terror. Consistently, along 6 or 10 years, Iran, Iraq, Libya, North Korea, this is the only way. Without this clarity of purpose, there will be no world order, no world order.
Now, it's one of the main reasons for America's support of Israel. And later on today in Washington, a group called AIPAC will hold its annual policy conference. Among the speakers will be the U.S. Vice President and the Israeli Foreign Minister. But what is AIPAC? It is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, a pro-Israel lobby group aimed at pressuring politicians into maintaining close relationships. It was set up shortly after Israel's foundation and now has over 100,000 members, though not all of those are Jewish. It's regularly ranked as one of the top 3 most powerful pressure groups in Washington. Indeed, the New York Times calls it the most important organization affecting America's relationship with Israel.
Gathered here this morning, some of us are Republicans, some are Democrats, yet all of us share a fundamental belief that the freedom and security of Israel are vital interests to the United States of America.